This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, August 23, 2008. Her loss was her gain. The scripture is from John 19, verse 25. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. As Jesus hung on the cross, dying in terrible agony, his mother Mary's pain of heart and soul must have been torturous too. Her joy had been splayed with each strike of the whip ripping her son's back. Her love was pierced along with Jesus' flesh as the spikes drove through sinew and muscle. Her heart was fractured with each heaving breath of her dying son. Perhaps memories flooded her mind as her love bled for her tortured child. The angel promise, the wonder of the shepherds, the delight of the wise men, the joy at Jesus' love for the Word of God, people's amazement at Jesus' miracles and teachings. But those memories hung impaled on a Roman tool of torture, a cross. Mary did not know yet that her son's season of weakness, leading to death, was also leading to victory over the world's most powerful forces of evil, Satan, sin, and death. Mary did not know that she would soon again see the face of her dear son, not the gray face of a cadaver, but the radiant features of her resurrected Lord. As Jesus breathed his last breath that Friday afternoon, Mary felt her loss, but her loss was her gain. He died for her sins and for the sins of all who believe in him. The greatest victory came through the worst trial. Would you pray with me? Thank you, Jesus, for your amazing love. How can it be that you, my Lord, should die for me? In your weakness, you died for us, gaining the victory of life. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.